la banlieue nord. Y'a pas de lézard mon gars, tu vas changer de décor. À 10 000 km de ta banlieue nord, tu verras ça vaut le coup de foutre le nez dehors. Ok, on file tes docks avec tes bouts en fer, mais pour là où on va ça sera pas nécessaire. À Rangoon sous la pluie, quand les rues sont rivières, ils ont tous les pieds nus. Spécial high kick qui tue. Elle a ça au soleil sur le territoire des dieux. Ils ont tous des rébans pour se protéger les yeux. Comme ça ils sont modernes en restant mystérieux. Personne ne pourra dire qu'ils sont moyenâgeux. Ils ne savent pas encore que leur jour viendra, car ils sont fiers et forts, jeunes guerriers Kambam. À Rangoon, là ça c'est la zone des tempêtes. Tac. Que je t'ai dit, oui, faut que je te répète. Un Rangoon, là, ça c'est la zone des tempêtes. Et quand la foule elle bouge, attention, ça pète. C'est la zone des tempêtes. Et quand la foule elle bouge, rien ne l'arrête. Autant que je m'en souviens, ils dansent la java, avec à la ceinture des couteaux grands comme ça. À l'âge où les enfants en Europe font la ronde, y'en a sur le toit du monde qui font tourner leur fronde. Ils ne savent pas encore que leur jour viendra, car ils sont fiers et forts, jeunes guerriers Kamba. Sur la montagne j'ai vu trois demoiselles, et de l'une d'entre elles toujours je me rappelle, car elle a un tatouage sur son avant-bras, et je l'ai reconnu, c'est le cœur de Bouddha. Elles ne savent pas encore que leur jour viendra, car elles sont les plus belles de tout l'Himalaya. À Rangoon, là ça c'est la zone des tempêtes. T'as compris ce que je t'ai dit, oui faut que je te répète. À Rangoon, là ça c'est la zone des tempêtes. Et quand la foule elle bouge, attention, ça pète. Ça c'est la zone des tempêtes. T'as compris ce que je t'ai dit, oui faut que je te répète.
Vous écoutez HDR
99.1
HDR.
HDR, le mix de toutes les cultures.
HDR.
We'll be right back. Sometimes you've gotta try something.
And I've been on it since Loonies had five on it. And I promised myself to stay right honest to my kind of vibe till I die and lie in my coffin. But life often takes you down roads
you don't choose. Might lose hopes or confused, but we've all walked that walk in those shoes. Took souls of one through, suppose that's called blues.
Need to see how it goes.
There's no crystal ball to predict your fall. Mistakes give the gift of wisdom. Will you wish for more? Rather get it right the first time.
Never stop the turbine
that exists within us all, cause it's a hell of a job getting the propellers unblocked when your efforts were not good enough to get you on top. Regretful of what the people around think that they found, not just a collection of atoms that exist in the now. Gotta
see how it goes.
The odds are 1 in 2, a right or wrong choice made that can govern you.
Where's the user guide to troubleshoot?
At least there's no grey areas to cover when it's do or do. I propose that you should go for it and see where it takes you. If you fail, you can always quit or try and try again. And that's something decided when the choice you're facing might invite you in.
Hide behind a grin, not my kind of thing. Permanent frown whether I'm down or inclined to sing.
Is something wrong?
I'm alright, I think. At least I didn't think all was wrong until someone inquires within. Apathetic to competition, never try to win. Sighing at the world but lying in my private wing. Deciding if horizon will supply something besides a minor win. My life can hinge on tiny things and timing holds a tightest grip to see
how it goes.
Cause there's no time like the present and there'll never be a place like the past. And as each grain in the glass is displaced by the last, the future is a possible, an unknown, a maybe perhaps.
I'm still taking a chance, no monopoly. When the hard time's making you crash, embrace the option B. The secondary escape route's a lottery, but if you don't plan for worst case, then you'll often see it happen right in front of you. Guess I'm a hypocrite. There's only certain things I'm counting on a little bit, and the rest I let unfold as it happens. Why not controlling what's external to my actual life?
Really satisfied as just a passerby, but I don't fantasize about the rapper life. Massive mansion, couple vans on drive, a classy wife who can't add to five but makes heads turn and photograph as pride. In fact, I'm embarrassed by the fact that I feel the need to grab a mic and rap a line. Not something you bring up when you're in polite company.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, I'm a proper good MC. More like, well, I work from home in a bungalow and own a studio. No, probably don't record anyone you would know. You like everything, whatever's on the radio. Polite me forces a smile. The real me hates you though. Guess it's
each to their own.
Whatever floats your boat will probably sink mine and vice versa, so you know. This means everything. Maybe to you it's nothing.